First of all, we certainly understand the impacts that are caused by flaring, and that's not something we can ever ignore. When we talk about the piece that I want to make sure that we address is the misinformation that comes out, and that's the piece that Stuart and I, we have to do a much better job as a company of when that happens, that we respond to that. Just some examples in terms of what I'm talking about is there's a lot of people out there just saying, well, the flaring is increasing and they're getting longer, and that's just, it's not true. We are a data-driven company in ExxonMobil. We do our own set of analysis. We had to do it in terms of even for the BAT report, so it was timely from that perspective. But we looked at the last 10 years of operation, and we flare about 2% of the time. And the durations are not increasing, the frequencies aren't increasing. It's been pretty steady. Now, I'll be the first one to say, as I've said in a very public environment, 2% of the time is too much, right? But it's not increasing. It's not getting worse. It's not that tight. And the fact of the matter is, up until April, when we had this last April incident, it had been almost a year since we'd had a last unplanned flaring event. So I do realize that you're only as good as your last event, and that's something that we have to address. But again, part of it is just that misinformation. That's one piece we want to address. But the other piece that's really concerning to me and Stuart are some of the scaremongering tactics that take place. Some unfortunate references I'm sure you've seen. Mm-hmm. That I'm not even going to address right now. Those aren't right. They aren't fair. They aren't fair to the people involved in those last incidents. And it's not fair to put us in the same light as some of those unfortunate events in other areas. So those are the kinds of things that are disappointing to us when we see things like that.